This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard another 24/7, 365 Tiger Woods story. Is the tiger back? The young man I met at Western High School in Anaheim, California, is he back? Back in the day. That's a whole other story. Anyway, so welcome aboard. It's a pretty good weekend, I think, spiritually for the United States of America and everywhere else. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Like I said, please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We have information about burkas. For those of you that like burkas in Chicago, if you're a Chicago person and love burkas, guess what? They're there. Just thought I'd let you know. But how are they dealing with them in London? Little article popped up on Agenda 21 Radio. We will be talking about the California fires. And recent information, of course, that has come into Agenda 21 Radio over the last 48 to 72 hours about the California fires. Very, very telling information. And anyway, New California, we'll be talking about that. We're going to be announcing the date for the next Constitutional Convention today. And it may be by the end of the 3 hours, we'll actually be telling you the exact location. We've got some locations that we're talking about right now. And they are, I mean, literally right now, the team is out there doing these things, and recommendations are going to come forward. And then, of course, we also have a special announcement about New California. We'll be making that in the third hour. A lot of things going on. Explosive growth in New California. Counties coming on board with the committees successfully. It's been, the weekend was very, very fruitful for New California. Anyway, so that's just a little bit of the stuff we have for a warm-up here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, if you're a biker and you like Donald Trump, well, Donald Trump, you know, he really likes you. If you have not heard, Donald Trump, of course, he's not at the White House right now. He is clearly enjoying himself, supposedly on a vacation. I don't know if the president ever gets a vacation. Do you? I mean, really, truly, does the president ever get a vacation? I don't think so. So anyway, a big thing was planned for Bikers for Trump, which is, of course, a big deal. I mean, you got bikers like Trump. Trump likes bikers. You know, it's a kind of exciting. The rap of the I was going to say the rap of the music of the twin of the Harleys. All that stuff just coming down the highway. It's incredible. It's awesome. I used to ride bikes. I don't any longer. I don't know why I got away from it. You know, as a kid and a young man growing up, and I think it just got away from me. I just did. It just did. And I should get back in the groove of things. I used to have a dirt bike when I was a punk kid. Oh, yeah. I was one of those kind of guys. Just cruising around the hills of Orange County in Southern California, out in the high desert. Barstow, that whole area. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, rattlesnakes just roll right over them. Of course, as a biologist now, I'd never do such things. I'd pick them up and move them. But, you know, when I was a kid, you know, those bikes. Anyway, so it's in my blood, but it's not in my blood like it used to be. And these guys, I really do respect and admire them. Anyway, so this is a picture. Donald Trump trolls the press while welcoming bikers. This is his latest. And by the way, it's a positive weekend. I think Tiger Woods really kind of picked up my spirits, and he came in second. But what a rally he had! I was watching it last night. It's just reminiscent of Tiger Woods. He's back. I'm sorry. Let me stay focused. Bikers for Trump. It says nearly 200 Bikers for Trump arrived on their motorcycles to meet the president during his stay at the Bedminster Club in New Jersey. The White House press corps was allowed to take pictures of the event. White House press corps. These guys. And, you know, of course, we have all these newspapers. We're going to talk about that. Newspapers that are a dying breed, the newspapers are. Actually, I enjoy a good newspaper. I miss that feel in my hand. But, you know, President Donald Trump shook hands and signed autographs for the group of supporters as reporters shouted questions. Does everybody like the press? Trump asked. No. Booed the bikers. So here you have bikers and press all in one place. It's rather cute. Do you think the media is fair? He asked. No, the bikers booed again. Tell the truth. I better not go any further, Trump said. Throw them out, shouted one biker. Go outside, shouted another. It wasn't a good day with the bikers for Trump. That's my point. Another bad hair day for the press. I think that Donald Trump should censor the press. No, I don't. Listen. I know. You're going to say, well, you didn't say that last week. I changed my mind. No, I didn't. I think the press has every right to be there, and I support the press in their right to be there. But, you know, I support the president in his right to freedom of speech, too. I mean, both. See, this is the thing. The way the First Amendment is, you just, each side can have their say. And then in the mix of ideas that comes, that's what counts. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really critical and just crazy that you don't like him. But you know what? When we talk about taking away their rights, you're talking about taking away your rights. So think about that. Most of that time. It's what stands the test of time is the key thing. It says, the group of bikers gathered outside to recite the national anthem as one of the leaders asked everyone to stand. Even the press, he said. Uh-huh. So they all said the national anthem. The picture's right there. I'm getting this from Breitbart. It says, Trump waved and flashed a thumbs-up signal, and the engines roared to life as they proceeded out the driveway. I mean, it's kind of like, I saw some video of this, and I'm not going to, it's, I'll come back and give you some rev up, huh? Anyway, it's quite a scene out here. It was raining, it was drizzling, the bikes were all there, and they're all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. It's you know, this Bedminster place. It's got the colonnades and everything. It's colonnades, that's a big word, I know. In the front of the house with the white doors. And all, you know what I'm talking about? Just one of those kind of deals. Anyway, there's all kinds of tweets and things like that, and Instagrams and all that stuff. So, big government in action. Donald Trump shaking the hands of all the bikers out there in Bedminster Country Club. He owns it, of course. Nothing like taking a vacation at all your major properties throughout the world. That would be Donald Trump. Yeah, so... In your face, everybody who doesn't like Donald Trump. I guess that's the it's the lesson for today. Well, then next up, we're going to talk about Tiger Woods, who everybody learned to hate and loathe. And, of course, the golf industry would love Tiger Woods until, you know, actually, they still love Tiger Woods. Now everybody's running around trying to buy Tiger Woods paraphernalia, I'm sure, in shirts after yesterday's little thing. Anyway, we got the, I can't believe it. The commercials are here. We have to earn money. Ah, go to our website, agenda21radio.news, and donate. Press that donate button. We all need money to run. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Okay, we've taken the dive now, and we've gone into the major networks here, and a lot of things going on. Scooters, fed-up residents take their anger out on ubiquitous scooters in fiery way. The hell is that? River horse rampage. Hippo attacks and kills two, including tourists taking pictures. Stay out of the water. Dang. Those hippos can get you every single time. That's kind of a key thing. Let's see. Nude scene of Marilyn Monroe scrapped from film is rediscovered to report. Okay, here we go. Recording artist. Outrage at Amorosa explodes after White House learns she secretly taped President Trump, too. This Amorosa is quite a little, you know, well, lots of skullduggery going on there with Amorosa. Let's see. Exclusive. Democrats, socialists suffer another defeat. I hate it when this happens. I really, truly hate this. When there is this kind of thing going on. I think, I'm sitting here playing around with things that aren't playing for me. They don't play in the same, I guess you would say, thing. Okay, Democratic Socialist. This is one I wanted to pick up here. Don't worry, I'm getting to Tiger Woods. And even some sound effects of the motorcycles that are just absolutely going nutty out there. Got to get through the ad, though. I want to know what's going on with the ad. It's not playing. I just don't like it when ads don't play. You know how it is. Anyway, where are we at? Oh, I'm sorry. Socialist. I'm going to get to the socialist business here. Democratic Socialists suffer another loss. Impending doom, maybe, for the Socialists? I don't know. But they don't want to play this for me. What's up with that? I love it when this happens, you know? Yep. Just technical glitches along the way. Oh, here we go. All right, now. All right. Let's get this adjusted. Democratic Socialists suffer another loss in Hawaii primary. So, Alexandria Octavio Ocasio-Cortez? I can't play. Ocasio-Cortez. This is one of these kind of things where you don't want to say it, but you have to say it because it's your show. Okay, so Cortez and Bernie Sanders get together and they try and run a candidate in Hawaii but lose.
All right, 24 minutes after the hour, Democratic Socialists suffering another loss in Hawaii's primary. Another blow to Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, who have taken their message to the mainstream ahead of the midterms, only to see their candidates blow up. So what does this say about the budding movement? Here to debate it, former National Justice Director for Bernie Sanders' campaign, Teslin Figueroa is here, and GOP strategist Peter Lamage is here. Teslin, first off, for your perspective, are you glad to see some of these socialist candidates not go forward?
Well, I would say that I'm not a socialist, and what I think that the problem with people have with the Bernie Sanders movement is assuming that everybody in Bernie Sanders' movement is a socialist, and so these candidates have really done lazy campaigning. Instead of really focusing on the issues that matter the most to their constituents, they've done this copy and paste platform politics thing to say, hey, you know, I'm with Bernie Sanders and that should be enough. Bernie Sanders won Hawaii in a landslide victory. When you look at Hawaii, one out of six people are actually living in poverty. So you would think that a socialist message would work. So what does that tell us? If people are going backwards to go to a moderate Democrat, going backwards to go to someone who used to serve,
right.
That tells me that Ed Case, that winning, trying to win on a socialist message just won't be the case.
Peter, the other thing is, just because you're poor and in poverty doesn't mean you want somebody to prop you up, which socialism would be, give you the guaranteed income.
income, give you the guaranteed services. Some people who are in poverty want to compete in capitalism.
Well, absolutely. I think the American people is coming to its senses that socialism doesn't work. You had three kinds of candidates in Ohio right now for that congressional district. One of them who identified with the president of the United States, even though he was a Democrat, he took a very fiscal conservative position, and he won. The other candidate over there was a socialist Democrat. A socialist. And she was defeated because of the socialist policies. The other group of people who were running in that primary were the candidates who were just running to oppose the president of the United States. The American people, the voters out there, are identifying with the president, with the current administration, because it's succeeding. It's providing for the people. It's giving them the opportunity to succeed. You look at the unemployment rate. You look at tax cuts. You look at the regulations. America is succeeding again, right, because of conservative principles, not socialism.
But Tesla, the Republicans got to be concerned because they're losing the suburbs, they're losing women, and to get that, the balancing for that would be to push a socialist agenda, or Nancy Pelosi as another leader. That's how they're countering it. Will that be effective?
Well, I don't think it's effective for any Democrat or Republican to just assume you have it in the bag. You know, everybody's talking about the red wave, the blue wave, and, you know, I'm getting seasick because it's a constant conversation. So the last time that people think, you know, that you don't have to worry about anything, we see, you know, President Trump was able to win off of that. So no one can take it for granted. No one can just assume that someone is, you know, far left when they may not be, when someone's far right and they may not be. Look at the protests yesterday calling it Unite the Right. Everybody on the right is not a nationalist, you know, white nationalist. So we have to really get out of these boxes of talking about where people fit as far as they identify and look at the policies.
Peter, one of the big things is the president overwhelms 16 Republicans on stage. He overwhelms all the Republican agenda. He now galvanized it. But for these men and women to win their counties, their districts, it can't be about President Trump. It's got to be about them. How do they get out, successfully get out of the president's shadow?
They don't have to get out of the president's
shadow.
Republicans, any Republican who is going to run away from the president's policies and what he's doing for the American people and for the United States of America, I think is taking a risk. Anyone who stands with the president and the policies, you don't have to stand with the president per se, right, the individual, but you stand with the policies that are succeeding. What he's doing is, we were talking about the taxes and the regulations and the wealth creation and equity formation and the authority of the United States again and the world stage. This is something that every American, whether you are left or right,
you can identify too, but for most part, you see these people in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and District of Washington, they want to know their health care is paid for. They want to know what's going on, if we have sound fiscal policy.
We tried socialism under Obama for 8 years. It didn't work very well.
Right. Right.
So what the president is doing, he's reversing that and is working as to whether in Pennsylvania, New York, or Connecticut, whatever
you are. And to back Peter's point, that the candidates that have done well in Pennsylvania and Ohio have run almost to the middle and did not insult the president.
Right, but
Democrats.
Right, but nobody is the messiah. Not Senator Sanders, not President Trump, not Barack Obama. It's okay to align yourself with policies, but it is also okay to, you don't have to say, my name is Tesla Figueroa and I stand with President Trump, or my name is Tesla Figueroa and I stand with Bernie Sanders. Run on the message. Nobody's the messiah. Nobody's going to deliver it. It's open game for everybody, and it's important to talk about the issues at hand. And if you talk about the economy, we're doing well in the economy, so you have to figure out what is it that's going to be able to speak to the heart and minds of
and
your
you
voters.
And you got at some point to define yourself.
That's correct. At some point, you have to be a big girl and define yourself.
Peter Tesla, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Well. Be a big girl. Put the big girl's panties on. That's a bad visual. I'm sorry. Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah, you know, where is the blue wave? Or is it a blue puddle? That's the question. A blue wave or a blue puddle? My feeling is, I think there's so many really, really good candidates out there right now, especially on the Republican side. It seems to be the Republican side that has all the good candidates. Now, I hate it when this happens at this point in time, don't you? I mean, seriously. The left has got to be apoplectic about this whole thing. That all of a sudden there's no blue wave, it's a blue puddle. In fact, it's almost like it's being reduced to a blue drop. The blue drop. And then a dew drop. Blue drop to dew drop. Bebop. We got all those blue things going on, and there's not going to be much blue left. I don't even think in California. I know it's kind of outrageous, but I'm telling you, I get the, you know, I am the touchstone guy for the West Coast out here because everybody calls about New California. And the rage of New California continues. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. The Tiger Woods story has just been absolutely an incredible one. And I'm just going to break away here. We had all the they tried to have riots yesterday in Washington and Charlotte. It didn't turn out. It kind of rained. It was kind of boring, really. Aren't we kind of bored of Antifa at this point? And now we have the scandal with Omarosa. Omarosa! Right, right, right. A non-scandal. It'll be gone tomorrow. As soon as she has her little run, it'll be gone tomorrow. Anyway, so before we get to the other, though, I wanted to get to the little sound information coming to us from the bikers, because maybe we can hear the motors rapping. Get ourselves a little picked up for the weekend, post-weekend for the week. When we get to Wednesday, we'll start celebrating the upcoming week end now, won't we?
Anyway, Bikers for Trump. They aren't going to let us play this. Oh, come on. What's up with that? Sorry. Can't be found. Really? You know, what is going on with the internet here lately? I mean, everybody, have you noticed that everything is kind of slowed down on the internet? I know, that's not me. I get this complaint all the time from people. I wonder what they're doing with the internet right now. Perhaps they're, obviously they're spying on us. There's no question about that. Google and all those folks, I mean, there's some things going on that are just sort of strange, huh? But anyway, so we've got, I wanted to play this, but I don't think we're going to be able to play it. I'm sorry, we're just having all these technical difficulties right now, and we'll get them up and running at some point in time. But here we go. Yeah, success, we got it, all right. I can't explain it, but you know, just sometimes these things happen. Anyway, Donald Trump, bedminster yesterday. If this thing plays like we're supposed to get it to play, talking to the bikers. And Bikers for Trump is big. And Bikers for Trump support New California. Just thought I'd throw that one out there. That's another big thing. So I'm kind of glad. I like to see these guys in action, like I said. And yesterday, I think the president had a little bit of fun with them. And it's okay for him to do that. He's on vacation, Bedminster. They're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You can hear it. They're in the rain doing the Pledge of Allegiance. In the rain, if you can believe that. What's up with that? Guys are these husky guys out there in the rain? Good for them. It's pretty obvious that they like the president and all the things that go along with the president and how much they do support him. If we get this thing to play right, of course. That's always the big issue, isn't it? Yep, doesn't look like it's going to play. I guess we're going to not have the things like we say we're going to have them, thanks to our provider here. Anyway, so the Bikers for Trump are big, and they're a very big organization nationally. They're ubiquitous because they have so many bikes, obviously. This whole thing was organized, I guess, one person talking to another, and kind of they had the idea that they could actually, you know, go out in front of the president and do nice things for him, which, of course, the press was invited to, and the press was sort of dancing all around the fact that the bikers were there, which actually provides the forum. I think that's the interesting forum that we were talking about before, that the president and his relationship with the press. I did get some comments over the course of the weekend about this because I was commenting on it. I really am not, and I'm going to go back into this because I think it's really important, this press conflict and everything. It was nice to see the president being jocular with the media and playing off of them and so on. And that's his way to kind of maybe ameliorate a bad situation or whatever. But it's very, very clear. I support the president and what he's talking about with the media. We see it here all the time on Agenda 21 Radio, the form of censorship and all the other stuff that goes along with it in the media. And we, of course, don't tolerate it. We don't accept it. We don't think it's acceptable in any way, shape, or form, the stuff that's going on in the media right now. It is, to us, it's a the attacks towards the president are shameful, to say the least. And see, that one thing was going to play into another, in that what we have in the media right now is collusion of various newspapers. The media is colluding against the president. That's right. And it's really kind of an interesting set of circumstances, because I think for the first time ever that I've ever known, we have a network of well over 100 newspapers nationally. Of course, New York Times is all behind this, Boston Globe and others, that are coming out, and they're going to, I guess on Wednesday or Thursday, I think it's Thursday, I was hearing Wednesday yesterday, and then I heard Thursday today, so I'm kind of a little bit, it's one of those 2 days coming up this week. There's supposed to be some sort of around-the-nation newspaper, expose in which they hate the president. They're going to tell everybody they hate the president. I mean, there's talk of some people in some left-wing corner saying we need to do away with the presidency, period. Right, and turn it over to who? Jerry Brown types? Huh? What do you... Halfwits. Like Jerry Brown. Can you, excuse me. Coffee just handed me. Things are going to get better. Okay. Anyway. So they're conspiring together to shut down the president. That's really what... They hate the president. Now, let's put this into perspective. I said they're newspapers. And that, of course, has a lot of weight to it now, doesn't it? They are newspapers. When you're a newspaper in this environment, it's probably best not to upset the apple cart. Not to upset the apple cart. Now, it's kind of interesting, the apple cart being upset by the newspapers. Because here's the problem with newspapers, ladies and gentlemen. They're dying. They're dying all over the place. And now, I do have to tell you, I like newspapers. I love the Wall Street Journal. I'd love to be able to go down and buy one. I used to have three papers delivered to my house every morning, religiously. And I'd hustle out there, the dog and me, and we'd get those papers and we'd bring them in. And I'd fiddle faddle and thumb through these newspapers, dog saliva and all, just to get the news. I was craving news. Craving. Now, poor dog can't go out, doesn't go out and get the paper every morning. I mean, it's like clockwork, you know. Get up, 4:30, bing, paper, bring it back. Another one that was delivered, bing, dog go. I mean, so we had the dog run for three times in the morning. And, you know, yeah, good boy, and all that good stuff. And I'd sit and read it. And I loved it. I still do. And sometimes when I go to a certain cafe, not Starbucks, by the way. Well, I've changed. I don't go to Starbucks any longer. Anyway, when I go there, I do buy a paper. I won't tell you which one, but it's a very thin paper. It's gotten thinner. And that's what I noticed. You buy newspapers today, and they're very thin. In fact, one newspaper I knew that used to be 20, 30 pages thick on a Monday, let's say, or a Tuesday, is down to like, you know, six sheets. Ladies and gentlemen, that's because newspapers are dying. And right now, I guess they're blaming Donald Trump. Why? Because the internet's here. Advertising dollars are going to the internet. They aren't going to the newspaper. Now, there are some local papers that are doing very well. There is a niche market for local news and information. You know, they come out once every week, once every 2 weeks, and that is doing quite well at the local level. But as far as national ones to try and do a campaign of hate towards Trump, destined for failure. And these papers will probably be closed in 5 years. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, more from We Hate Donald Trump business. This is something that's popped up here. Emails show Massachusetts high school teachers are refusing to hide anti-Trump bias. Teachers balked at increased objectivity. This is so Hitlerian, it's not even funny. I mean, really. This is so doublespeak, newspeak, Agenda 21, communist, manifesto, Hitlerian, all that stuff wrapped up into one. And you have public school teachers doing this. Had I learned about this as a superintendent, they would have been fired. Bring it on, union. Bring it on. This is a group of history school teachers in Massachusetts. Listen to this. Pledge to reject teaching objectivity while they conspired to hide their anti-Trump prejudice, email shows. This is from The Federalist. The Newton North high school teachers were instructed by the principal to show their students different perspectives on issues like gun laws and immigration. Teacher David Better accused the president and his supporters of nativism, xenophobia, homophobia, etc., and wrote that he found it difficult to teach other perspectives in early 2017. You know, the lesson is here. I used to teach this lesson to my teachers every single year. That when you use the internet in a public school, it's public. The word public has meaning. As Justice Antonin Scalia used to say, words have meaning. And the word public means something here. A public institution's emails are public. Okay, they're not private. They're public. And I used to have this. And I used to say to the teachers, do you know what E in front of email means? Now, for those that were hit the year before, they all kind of, it's the new teachers that, of course, didn't know. And even when I first asked, I still ask this question in public. Do you all know what E in front of email means? And some people might raise their hand, it means electronic. And I'd say, no, that's not correct. And now that was mass confusion in people's heads, because That's kind of like the right answer, isn't it? And it is. It's the right answer. But that's not the answer I'm looking for in the context by which I'm making a presentation or speech. I'm making a presentation in the context of public versus non-public. So the confusion was in their heads. I see it all the time when I do this, because I do this in speeches now. You're well-educated people, computer, I've had all kinds. Say, do you know what the E stands for in email? It's not electronic. What could it be? And they're looking at me, and I'm not speaking, because I'm not telling. But I'm just drawing them out. I'm waiting to see what their facial contortions and all that stuff's going to be like. And finally, I say, you know what it stands for, don't you? It means evidence mail. E stands for evidence. Shocking. And, of course, that's the lesson here for teacher David Better. He did not learn the lesson that these emails that he published on the school system, public school system's email server, are public. So someone made them public. Aha. And this would happen all the time. I get this. Superintendent, I get so-and-so. This is what they're saying about such-and-such student. I get this all the time. This was the common thing. Teachers writing negative, hateful, disgusting, vile, vulgar at times content about students. And then, of course, reflecting on their parents. There were some racial overtones even. I mean, we had some people, listen, I'm telling you, we had, and it wasn't it only by one race to another. It was race to race and race and race and race against other race and race that race against the other. I mean, everybody had their free opportunity to provide the evidence, right? Well, it wasn't appropriate. It would end up on my desk, and I'd call in the teacher and go, what is this? Well, how come you have that? So I'm going to file a complaint with you. Go right ahead. You better have me look at this and be aware of it before the courts get it, and these people sue your butts off. What do you mean? Well, your comments here show incredible bias, anger, and even hatred towards some of your students, some of your people. This is public information. All we need is a subpoena or FOIA request for these emails. Well, you can't get, this is it. This was what I'd always get. You can't give them that information. I can't? It's public. It's a public server. It's free for anybody to see it. Don't you get it? Well, those are my thoughts. This is what I think. Right. And your thoughts are getting you in trouble. And you're providing the evidence mail for that. And that's exactly what they did here. It says, accused the president and his supporters of nativism, xenophobia, homophobia, etc., and wrote that he found it difficult to teach other perspectives in early. Okay. Personally, I find it really difficult in the current climate to teach kids to appreciate other perspectives. The other viewpoint might not really be an argument about which responsible people can disguise or disagree, and might not lead to any kind of intellectual policy debate. It might just be blatantly racist, he said. Racist. So a parent of Newton North High School student said Monday on Fox and Friends that the prejudice began after his son was among a group of students who attended a Trump rally a few weeks back, and then people called him hateful comments. That's the way it always works. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Bikers for Trump. Bikers for Trump. This is the bedlam that was going on. Bikers for Trump. Yeah, we finally got it working here. Yeah. The provider. We got here we go. It's in the meeting. It's kind of a bedlam and craziness. He's signing signatures. He's surrounded by all these people with pens. Please sign my back, all this stuff. We'll see if we can get some other things going on. There he is. It's craziness. You can. It's in Bedminster. It's bedlam in Bedminster. This is somebody, obviously. This is a tech view. Yeah. Is it going to say something? Here we go.
She's a low life.
Oh, Amorosa. Listen, he's going to say something.
Low life.
Ooh! Says she's a low life.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Okay, that's Donald Trump, Bedminster with the bikers. Didn't get to hear the Pledge of Allegiance thing. We'll probably break that one out in a little bit, though. He's out there saying thank you and everything. Oh, four more years. There's the chant. Bikers for Trump. Yeah, well, anyway. All right, so...
Just a little bit of excitement going on there for Donald Trump. Now listen, we'll come back and we'll do the Tiger Woods thing. I know some people might want to hear about that. I'm pretty excited about Tiger Woods. I met him when he was a kid in high school. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot of things going on. So come back to us after the break. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Hit that donate button. Keep us going here. Donate, donate. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stop. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.